Now, I've said that this is clear, and no doubt it is conceptually clear, no doubt it's verbally clear, but perhaps it's still difficult for some of us really to recognize the distinction in a way that's meaningful, in a way that accords with our actual experience. So let's approach it in a somewhat different way. Let's now imagine three levels, or three grades, as it were. First of all, there's experience without awareness. This is what we have most of the time. We feel happy, or we feel sad, we experience pain, or we experience joy, we experience love, we experience hate, fear, but we don't really know that we're experiencing. We're not aware that we're experiencing. There's just the bare sensation, the bare feeling, the bare emotion. But there's no awareness. We're lost in the experience, immersed in the experience. We, as it were, forget ourselves. As when, say, we become very, very angry. When we recover and we survey the damage, we say, as it were, well, I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't myself. I forgot myself. In other words, while we were under the influence of that emotion, possessed by that emotion, identified with that emotion or that emotional state, there was no awareness. So this is the first degree, the first level, as it were. There's experience. Certainly there's experience, no lack of that. That's there in full. But we're not aware of the experience. There's no awareness alongside it, no awareness of it. Secondly, there's awareness without experience. And this is the alienated awareness. We, as it were, stand back from our experience. It's not our experience, it's going on out there. So we're not really experiencing it even, not really feeling our feelings, not really emoting our emotions. We love what we don't really love. We hate what we don't really hate. We're sort of standing back and looking at the experience, looking at the feeling, looking at the emotion with this alienated awareness. So this is the second degree, the second level. The third is experience plus awareness. And this is what we call integrated awareness. Here we have the experience, and by very virtue of the fact that we're now experiencing integrated awareness, the emotional experience even tends to be a positive rather than a negative one. We have the experience, but alongside, or perhaps I shouldn't even say alongside, but as it were saturating the experience, in a sense even identical with the experience, we've got the awareness. The two have come together. So the awareness gives us, as it were, clarity through the experience. And the experience gives substance and gives body, as it were, to the awareness. So you've got both coalescing without it being really possible to draw a line and say, well, this side is the experience and that side is the awareness. You're fully immersed in the activity even, if the feeling or the emotion is accompanied by activity, you're fully immersed in the feeling or in the emotion in the sense of actually experiencing it, but at the same time, together with it, without being different from it, you've got the awareness. And this is a much higher state, a state that it's very difficult for us to have any idea about if we haven't actually experienced it ourselves. This is not so much an awareness of experience, but an awareness with experience, an awareness in experience, even an awareness in the midst of experience. And therefore, as I've said, it is very difficult to describe indeed. So perhaps we can approach the subject more conveniently in this way, thinking, as I've said, in terms of one, experience without awareness, which is our usual state, to awareness without experience, or relatively without experience, which is our state when we get onto the spiritual path and sometimes go a little astray, and then thirdly, awareness with experience with awareness, the two beautifully blended, as it were, together.